Continuing a trend that began last spring with the Normal Township election, a number of first-time candidates who are women are running for local office. The upcoming McLean County Board election is also notable for the number of Democrats challenging incumbents in a county long dominated by elected Republicans. Sharon Chung and Elizabeth Johnston are two first-time Democratic candidates. Chung, a musician and music instructor, is a candidate in District 87 in Bloomington. Johnston, a licensed clinical social worker, is running in District 5, which includes Central and Eastern Normal. Chung would be the first Asian American elected to local office. She tells GLT's Judy Valente that Donald Trump's election last year is one of the reasons more women are entering politics.
I probably would not be here had Hillary Clinton been elected last November. I became a lot more aware of how elected officials come into power and how they can affect policies at every level, federal, state, and local. But I do want to make the distinction that me running is not really an anti-Trump sort of thing. I want to definitely say that. But I think that because there are some candidates, I believe, that are running for larger offices here in Illinois who I think are running on sort of an anti-Trump agenda. My candidacy is that I want to come up with more concrete ideas, find out how we can help out our citizens here.
You're here with Elizabeth Johnston. She is also a candidate for county board in a different district, in District 5. Elizabeth, was that part of your decision as well?
To some extent it was, but it was more about walking into the voting booth. And when I looked at the local elections, I was really surprised that there were so many uncontested seats here in Bloomington Normal area. That's not something that I'm used to. And my husband and I have lived in a couple of states, and I've never walked in and seen so many unopposed. So I would rather be working in the background and making sure that things are getting done and supporting policies. But ultimately, me stepping up was more about giving some choices to the community.
Sharon, you'll be the first Asian American elected to the county board.
I think so.
Does your family background growing up in this American minority give you certain insights into how you'd like to represent the broader community?
Looking at county board, it's not a very diverse group of elected officials. And I guess growing up, I kind of felt like I did not see very many Asians that were in elected office. And I guess I just never really thought that was something that I could do. At least for me, coming from my family, my parents were both immigrants. They have this sort of idea of like, you put your head down, you work really hard, and don't try to make waves. But I do feel like I want to be an example to my daughters. I have two young daughters who are 5 and 2, just to show them that this is what is possible, that you can have Asian elected officials in office. And I think that that is just would show how our community is made up as a whole and shows that diversity.
Your parents were from Korea.
Yes, they're from Korea.
Elizabeth, you mentioned a moment ago that you've lived in many places. One of them was Hong Kong.
Yes.
Your husband was teaching there. What did you learn from the experience of living abroad that might be useful in serving on the county board?
When we were living in Hong Kong, they are a semi-autonomous region, which means it's one country but two systems. And over the course of the 6 years that we were there, we saw Beijing cracking down. The students, the people, they stepped up and they demanded open elections. Millions of people took to the street. Millions of people protested. They faced the might of the Chinese government, fountains of pepper spray, you know, but they stood their ground. It was very inspiring to me to see them take on such a big government.
How does that translate then into what you'd like to see in McLean County?
Well, what I'd like to see in McLean County is that, for good or for bad, choices are important. It holds our elected officials accountable. It brings in new ideas. And ultimately, it just helps us represent the population better.
Sharon, you describe yourself as a born communicator and problem solver.
Yes.
In what ways?
I'm a teacher. I'm a musician by training. I play the violin and viola. I teach about 35 private students a week. I have to communicate to my students what I would like them to do in order for them to succeed on a certain piece of music. And each student I teach, I approach their certain sort of challenges in different ways. So it's not a one-size-fits-all sort of problem-solving sort of strategy I have. So I feel like I can communicate what I want from each of them.
I've been talking with Sharon Chung, who is a candidate for the McLean County Board in District 7, and Elizabeth Johnston, a candidate in District 5. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.
There are currently only three women on the 20-member county board. A third Democratic woman, Shana Wachinski, is running in Bloomington's District 8 against incumbent Democrat Paul Segobiano and Libertarian Steve Cease.